America, America.
The psalmist said, "Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee?" Habakkuk the prophet said, "Revive thy work in the midst of the years, in the midst of the years make known." This is a call for revival, to stir this nation for much needed revival from God.
God, please bless America.
And I welcome you to the Tuesday edition of A Call for Revival. Father, will you help us today and use it for your glory in Jesus' name. Amen. We're studying the word opportunity. You know, the Bible said that I must work the works of him that sent me, for the night cometh when no man can work. And there's going to be times when we're not going to be able to do what we're doing today. Amen. Whether by death, by age, or whether by, maybe we won't have the freedoms we have in America in coming years. I don't know. But right now is our hour to do something for the Lord. I ask you today, what are you doing for Jesus? Amen. What are you involved in? What are you investing in? Well, we move to number 7 today, and we see the word understanding the Scriptures. Right now in America, we have the greatest opportunity to understand the Bible that there's ever been. I want you to know that. You know, we have commentaries online. We have commentaries in our homes. We have books. And I was thinking the other day, if I'd had the commentaries and the books that I have now, I want to say that a commentary is not always right. And I put my emphasis on the Bible instead of the commentary. But you know, if you think about it, we have the greatest opportunity with things online and in our homes that we've ever had. And we're probably studying the Bible less today than we ever have. Now, the psalmist said this in Psalm 1 in verse number 2. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. First of all, you've got to have a delight for the Bible. The flesh will never like the Bible, but the spirit will. And in his law doth he meditate day and night. Now, that doesn't mean that he meditates 24 hours a day. It don't mean that at all. But what it does mean is that there's a lot of his life is spent, or her life is spent, in the Bible. And there's nothing wrong with that. I had a man tell me one time, he said, "You read enough of that Bible, it'll run you crazy." Well, I disagree with that. That's a false statement. The Bible will put you in your right mind. Amen. The Bible will make something out of you. Amen. If you make something out of it, right? And so, you while you have time, now you young people, listen to me. When I was younger, I had an opportunity and a zeal to study the Word of God. I still have an opportunity to study, but I have conditions have changed in the sense of when I was young, I could take a giant print Bible, and I have several giant print Bibles. I could read those Bibles. Nowadays, I have to have my stuff blown up in 46 fonts in order for me to see it. And that's why I have papers sitting right here, and I'm not a very good reader. And I didn't learn English like I should have in school. And English is very important in studying the Bible. If you don't know English, study the Bible anyway. I know there's a preacher, he learned to read by reading the Bible. Praise the Lord. Now let me say this to you, the Bible's the greatest book ever. And so we're to take a delight in the law of the Lord. Today is the day that we'd understand the Scriptures. Verse number 3 of Psalm 1 says, "And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper." Well, that verse tells me that if we will apply ourselves to the Word of God, we'll be strong like a tree, and we'll bring forth our fruit in our season. Now, you young preachers, you're sitting there, and you're wanting a church, you want to do this and that. If you'll stay in the Bible, you'll bring your fruit forth in your season. It'll come your day. One of these days, it'll be your day. Amen. Now, don't wait till your opportunities are gone. Don't wait till your freedoms are taken away. Don't wait till your eyesight gets dim. Don't wait, my friend, until your brain gets foggy and can't remember. I used to hear people say that, and I thought, man, I got a good memory, and I'm getting where here lately, amen, that my memory don't come as good as it used to. While we have opportunity, let us stay in the Word of God, which is the Bible, the good King James Bible.
America,
you have been listening to A Call for Revival. A Call for Revival is a production of Gospel Broadcasting. Address any correspondence to Gospel Broadcasting, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina 27017. And join us again when we once again present A Call for Revival.
As we seek thy face, God, please bless America.